track 14, Six Norfolk Reeds. Lyrical Norfolk novels, a young painter, and a new way of looking at art, all on this month's brilliant bookshelf.
Shattering Secrets, the latest novel by Norwich writer Polly Crosby, is set in the reeds and sand dunes of the Suffolk coast, where a magnificent and eerie glass cathedral links the lives of aristocratic Vita Goldsborough in 1938 and Eve Blakeney, who spent childhood holidays here and returns, mourning her mother in 1997. As Eve clears out the beach studio where her artist grandmother Dodie once lived, she discovers the decaying cathedral in the dunes and a shattering secret which reverberates through the decades. Vita had been trapped and isolated, her life controlled by an older brother. Eve is lonely too and drawn into her story. The compelling dual-time novel is the latest by a critically acclaimed author who has her own remarkable history. Polly was the first baby in the world to be diagnosed with cystic fibrosis with the heel prick test. She had not been expected to live beyond childhood, but new drug treatments meant she survived to marry, have a child, and become an award-winning writer, spurred on by knowing her time might be limited. Her lyrical books are rooted in the land and seascapes, history and myths of Norfolk and Suffolk. Vita and the Birds by Polly Crosby is published by HarperCollins.
When was the first kiss painted? The first smile? The first feminist artwork? Art historian Nick Trend brings a new perspective to some of the best-known works of art in the world, explaining how and why breakthroughs happened and linking artists creating pictures and sculptures centuries apart, including Giotto and Banksy and Botticelli and Koons. Art Firsts is illustrated with more than 100 paintings in full colour and focuses on 30 creative leaps, ranging from the first known instances of painters portraying a real place to the first picture of an anti-war protest. Each pioneering painting is engagingly explored and explained, highlighting how each masterpiece came about and why those particular flashes of genius were so important. It is a first for the author too, who lives in Wells next the sea. He is an arts and travel journalist and has worked for the National Gallery and produced guides to museums and collections. But this is a first book and a fascinating new approach to understanding and appreciating great art. Art Firsts, The Story of Art in 30 Pioneering Works by Nick Trend, is published by Lawrence King Publishing.
Norfolk's Pyramid. Tucked away in woodland on the Blickling Estate is a pyramid inspired by a 2,000-year-old pyramid in Rome and built as a mausoleum for a man born exactly 300 years ago and both his wives. John Hobart, the second Earl of Buckinghamshire and owner of Blickling, was the British ambassador to Russia, the Lord Lieutenant of Ireland and a Member of Parliament for Norwich. The Pyramid Mausoleum, also known as Blickling's Sepulchral Chapel, was commissioned by his second wife and includes many Masonic symbols. It intrigued Joy Beresford Fry, who came across it, and the stories of the three aristocrats interned there as a volunteer guide at Blickling for the National Trust. Curious as to why the Earl lay there with both his wives, she began researching his story and discovered a convivial man who helped preserve the beautiful but then unfashionable mansion, established Blickling's lake and orangery, and was responsible for the decor of many of its magnificent staterooms, particularly the Peter the Great room. There is heartbreak and scandal, too, in a family story stretching across Europe, but centred on beautiful Blickling. An Angel Among Strange Bears by Joy Beresford Fry is published by Poppyland Publishing.
Young Norfolk artist Georgina Reynolds was still a student when she won a commission to illustrate a children's story. Her watercolour pictures of trees, rivers and people now illuminate every page of Fishing for Rainbows, about a girl who is left at home cooking and cleaning after her mother dies, while her brothers go fishing with their father. It was a poignant project as 22-year-old Georgina of Horsford near Norwich lost her own mother as a teenager. Her pictures tell the story of a child finding her way through bereavement, and Georgina said, "Grief and the constant wishing for someone you love to be around is something that is so difficult to deal with at any age. And so being able to spend hours with Kezia made me feel as if I was spending it with someone who also understood that." The book's award-winning writer, Olivia Sykes, said, "Georgina has a real knack for pinpointing the perfect moments to illustrate." Georgina created her first books as a very young child, went on to study illustration and animation, and is now hoping to write and illustrate her own books. Fishing for Rainbows by Oliver Sykes and Georgina Reynolds is published by Manchester Metropolitan University. Another Norwich writer to set her latest novel on the crumbling Suffolk coast with inspiration from history and her own life is Sally Harris. The sinister secrets of haunted Seahurst House, where she sets her book, were inspired by the horrifying real-life discovery of 17 bodies discovered in a medieval Norwich well in the 21st century. The 6 adults and 11 children were found to be of Jewish heritage, and experts believe they were probably murdered in the city 900 years ago. Sally, who is a family law solicitor as well as writing ghost stories and gothic fiction, said, "The haunting in Seahurst came from the horrific images the excavation left lingering in my mind, and over time my imagination did the rest." In her story, Evie Mayer and her son Alfie arrive at Evie's half-brother's home to find Seahurst abandoned and her brother missing. Themes of domestic violence surface in this contemporary ghost story as Evie searches for her brother amid deepening dread that revenge is being sought from beyond the grave. Her first novel was inspired by her own 1840s house in Norwich and was longlisted for not the Booker Prize. Seahurst by S.A. Harris is published by Salt.
Local legend. Kevin Crossley Holland is best known for his acclaimed children's books, wonderful retelling of the legends of North Gods and of King Arthur. But he has also written poetry, essays, lectures, librettos, reviews, memoirs and articles throughout his long career, and now some of the best have been collected into a book by Norfolk publisher Propolis. Henry Late of Propolis said Kevin of Burnham Market is one of the great writers of myth and legend, and called the book a well-deserved tribute which looks across the life and full breadth of his career. He continued, "From Old English myth-making to exploring the way folk tales still permeate the narratives of our lives, New Leaves on an Old Tree celebrates a lifetime's work scrutinising the power and function of story." For 7 decades, he has worked in the business of articulating the human need for stories and his books continue to be bestsellers. Each piece was chosen by Kevin and helps reveal how he came to focus on myths and legends and how he has influenced other writers, readers, artists and musicians. New Leaves on an Old Tree, A Writer's Portfolio by Kevin Crossley, Holland, is published by Propolis.